Everybody, Andy here again, sitting down on the beach, usual space, usual spot I suppose, taking a break in the weather, which here has been pretty awful the last few days. I want to talk about autumn actually, a topic that came up on Twitter and that I put out this morning, because I reckon, I think just about across the world, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, this autumn has been one of the best for the sort of riot of colour that comes along through the leaves changing and everything like that. Unfortunately, I haven't had too much opportunity to get out there and look at it myself, but I've seen plenty of pictures and photos and reports in the media, etc., of people who have, and I appear to have missed out because the weather here has been pretty awful the last few days, and has possibly wiped out a lot of the leaves that I wanted to look at. But I happened to put up on Twitter this morning about leaf blowers, because I did see someone else make this point the other day, but this morning I was out in the car and I saw one of these council workers that we get around here, our area, whether they're the same where you are, I haven't a clue, obviously, using these little sort of diesel-powered leaf blowers and basically just moving the leaves around, not for any specific purpose. And I happened to put up, you know, what is the point of these leaf blowers? They don't seem to be doing anything. I've had a few replies back from different people. Yes, I understand that some people do use them, as I would say, properly. They use them to collect the leaves up in their own gardens, their own property or something, and then they do whatever they want with them. They burn them or they you know, just get them out of the way and collect them all up or something like that. Oh, jump around in them, because that's what I used to love about leaves. And I remember that when I was a kid, we used to collect them all up and we used to sort of dive into huge great piles of them, and it was great fun, and trying to hide in them when cars went by, obviously when I was considerably younger than what I am now. But I just don't see the point. These people just seem to be moving these leaves from one point to another. I did say that, you know, wouldn't it be great if these things could suck instead of blow? And I know there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to make it. And I know that these things do exist, especially in America, I've been told. I remember making this point, I think, when I was over there once, and someone said, well, actually, yeah, we do get them where we can actually suck the leaves up. Now, that seems to make some sense to me. But otherwise, what is the point? So I'd love to hear your points of view on this, what it's like where you are. Maybe you're one of these people who's got a leaf blower, or you're one of these people who's employed to move leaves around from one point to another and not really know why. Just move them out of someone else's area. And someone did actually point out to me today that's a personal use of them, is they blow them from one property to another, which, as I said, is completely defeating the object. I mean, I love leaves because they're great to look at. All right, just let them rot in peace, so to speak. And as I say, there's two RAF fighter jets. Can you hear that noise? Tornadoes or something going across in front of us. One of those things we get here quite a lot. They love to go along the coast, and I can't say I blame them. I think I'd love to do myself, actually. Fly along the coast in a light aircraft or something. And I used to know someone who had one. Anyway, that's a completely different topic, and I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.